You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Oh, the pollen. All right.
All right, folks. Welcome to Oddball. Charlotte Wilder here in New York. Amin Alhassan still in an unnamed courtyard in New Orleans. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. We've got a great show for you today. We have the second half of our interview with Jason Concepcion and Shay Serrano, the hosts of Six Trophies, but also collaborators on much, much more. You're going to hear from them about their beloved New York Knicks and San Antonio Spurs. It's a great conversation. But first, Amin, we cannot go into the weekend without making some people feel better. That's right. It's Hype Me Up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, oddballers, you know what it is. It's Friday. I mean, my brain has felt like my skull has felt like a colander, and my brain has felt like it's just leaking out of it all week. So I think there's something about this time of year. I think that everybody could use a little pick-me-up. I think some NBA teams here, man, a bunch of guys are getting hurt. They need our words of affirmation. They need some positive thinking. But before we get to the teams and the players who are going through it, you need to hype up Scottie Barnes because you lost a bet.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a pizza party. I was wrong. And so I've got to hype up Scottie Barnes, but I got to say, Scottie, not much to hype up here, right? Like, I mean, first all-star appearance, right? Your coach called you a face of the league, and I guess being an all-star kind of makes you a face of the league. Oh, also, you're shooting career high from the three-point line? Now, that was a big question for you coming out of college. Can the kid shoot? Can I shoot? Watch this, he said. And now, defensively, you're pretty good. You're switchable. The team is your team now. Everyone else who could have had stayed, laid claim or stake to be in the face of the franchise is gone. It's your world, baby. It's time for you to cook. And so you got this, buddy. The sky's the limit. Just keep playing your awkward-ass style. He runs like he's got bunions or something. You ever see Scottie Barnes run?
There it is. Well,
why does he run like that? I don't know, but I love it for him. I like that he's definitely someone who marches to the beat of his own drum.
Wow. Right? Great job. You did a great job, Amin. You almost made it through without negging him. But beautiful work. That's a Charlotte Wilder special right there.
Yeah. There you go. You go around and around in a circle, and eventually you get to, like a dog trying to find where it wants to sit down. You just got to go around and around and look. This is it.
Yeah, you're like, here we are. We'll hang out here.
All right, Charlotte, you have to hype up the New York Knicks. Yeah, of course, they've already got Julius Randle and OG Anunoby out. Then Jalen Brunson tweaked his knee. You got Isaiah Hartenstein dealing with an Achilles strain or whatever. They've got a lot of injuries over there. And so you got to hype up the Knicks, Charlotte.
Okay, well, first of all, Knicks, you've had a very good run. I know it's been super frustrating since January when you went 14-2. February was not so great, but you held it together before Brunson got hurt, which we'll get to in a second. Josh Hart, you have been doing the Lord's work. 18 rebounds in one game. I mean, this guy, we've talked about it before. I mean, he's just holding everything together with duct tape, will, and grit. And there's some good news. Mm-hmm. Because, look, I know that it was terrifying when your star player, your all-star, Jalen Brunson, went down on Sunday clutching his knee. tried to get up, couldn't really get up. Turns out, though, the x-rays came back negative. It was just a knee contusion, which is a fancy word for a bad bruise. Still hurts a lot, but it's not a season-ending injury, and he's going to be back soon. Also, Julius Randle started taking light contact. He's not practicing with people, but he's practicing with people who have were knocking him over with pads and stuff, so that's something.
There it is.
OG Anunoby, he started playing. I don't think he's, practicing. I don't know if he's cleared for contact yet, but like things are, if you can hold on, these guys might be coming back and there's a chance that you can get right at the right time of the season and head into the playoffs with a real chance here. So I think this is more hopeful than your team has been in a long time. And look, even if it's not this season, you built something that's a very strong foundation. And I think things are only looking up.
Not bad. I like it. That was pretty positive.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. The old neurons aren't. The neurons are firing like I'm on the Pistons right now. But we're doing our best. All right. Going to the West Coast, you've got to hype up the Clippers. Russell Westbrook has to have surgery on his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
The team's hopeful that he will return before the start of the Western Conference playoffs in April. But what do you have to say to these guys?
Again, like I feel like I've been gifted an easy one from the heavens. First of all, Russ, baby, you good, man. It's your left hand. You ain't never been a left hand kind of guy anyway. You'll get right to the point with your right hand, go to your right, finish with your right, shoot with your right. Even though, by the way, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think he is left-handed in terms of writing. Yeah, he's
really?
One of those guys. Yeah,
weird.
He's a lefty, but he plays basketball with his right hand, right? But the point is, this has been the year of the fractured hand. It's not a big deal. It's not your shooting hand. You'll be back. You take your time, rehab, and you'll be back and better than ever. You've been such an amazing spark off the bench. Everyone's talking so highly of you because of your decision to come off the bench this year and make way for your teammate James Harden to be the starter at point. And then from a team standpoint, while you're gone, guess what? It's not going to fall apart. We got this covered. Not only, obviously, James Harden, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, they're awesome. But guess what? This gives more minutes to not only Norm Powell coming off the bench, but also Amir Coffey, who's shooting a career high 40%+ from three. So you get more minutes for Amir Coffey off the bench. Terrence Mann gets a little bit more looks at the point guard position. Obviously, Norm Powell out there doing the thing. Clippers, you got this. Don't even worry about it. You're cool. You're straight. You got this. See, I'm positive.
You're really good at this, Amin.
I know.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay.
Charlotte, you have to hype up the Cleveland Cavaliers. All right. So Donovan Mitchell, he's out because he got the platelet-rich, whatever, what I call the vampire treatment. They suck the blood out of you and put new blood in, and that's supposed to make you feel better.
Yeah.
Max
apparently
Strus,
you can do it for your face, too, to look younger. I don't know.
Yeah. Can you? Is that real?
Well, yeah. But I don't know if it works.
About to find out. Max Strus out with a knee strain. And then the latest, Evan Mobley sprains his ankle. So, Charlotte, hype those Cleveland Cavaliers up.
I don't think this is too hard of a one, hard of a team to hype up. The Cavs,
okay. They're
third in the East. I don't know that most people thought that they were going to be this good. I mean, remember, there were all the trade rumors of like, oh, is Donovan Mitchell going to go to the Knicks? Like, it felt like they were sort of maybe going to give up on this. And instead, it's worked really, really well. Strus has started all 60 games for the Cavs, and obviously he's done heroic things like that a-million-foot game winner against the Mavs. This is, I'm moving my arm in the motion of the way he shot, which is not at all how he shot it. But anyway, he's going to be reevaluated.
behave.
Donovan Mitchell has been out with his bone bruise, as you said, but that doesn't seem like it's going to be like a season ending thing. I think things are going to get back on track. Plus, you've got Jared Allen, who's leading the team in rebounds. He's still out there. You've got Darius Garland. He's still out there. He's leading the team in assists. So, guys, just hang tight. Do what Josh Hart did for the Knicks. Like, get a little duct tape, a little grit, keep it together, and I think you're going to get your important guys back.
The Tyler effect is so strong on you.
No, it was a callback.
It's a callback, I know, but it's also like there's a lot of callbacks you could have done. Also,
find me someone who doesn't love Josh Hart, though.
Everyone loves Josh Hart. Also, everyone loves the Kelce brothers, and you conveniently didn't mention them.
That's
in the
what I was going to say. Yeah.
You know what? A real friend of the Kelseys, would have never forgotten.
No. Okay. Also, Cavs, just have the Kelce brothers be at every game from now on, and you're going to come back and beat the best team in the league every single time. If the Kelce brothers go to every single playoff game, because I want to see how far this effect can take the Cavs. Also, they're a good team. Okay, I'm really interested to see what you do with this one. The Memphis Grizzlies, Zaire Williams and Derrick Rose join the growing Grizzlies injury list. Zaire Williams is out for at least all of March. Rose is sidelined for a minimum of 3 weeks because Williams has a grade 2 strain of a hip flexor in his lower back. I mean, how do you help Memphis? What can you say to the Grizzlies right now?
Oh, this is easy. This is easy. Three numbers.
It's not word count.
But I'll do it anyway. 414.
What's that?
That's April 14th, the last day of the season. It's right around the corner. Don't worry. No worries, guys. Take your time. Take your time. Get it. D-Rose, kick your feet up. We got. You know how many kids? You know how many disadvantaged youth there are in the G League right now who don't want much other than a 10-day of your attention? For just 10 days, you too can make the dream of a G League player to become an NBA player. So that when he goes out to bars and stuff and meets some beautiful people and they ask, hey, what do you do for a living? He's like, oh, me? I play in the NBA. And then watch them Google on their phone, like, no, you don't. What team do you play for? And it says Memphis Grizzlies. And like, boom, there's my name right there. So to the Grizzlies, I say, as many injuries as you can mount up. Put them all on the IR. Let's give these kids a chance. Like I said, for only 10 days at a time, you can change a child's life. And you just made the world a better place. It's going to hype me up.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you've got to listen to Six Trophies, where Shea and Jason serve up the biggest moments from around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington in Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill you might win some ... but you just lost one trophy, for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus, a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head-scratching moments around the NBA. This playoff season, you'll want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What surprised you guys most about this season?
The Thunder. Where did that come from? Why are they suddenly like, you could have given me 100 guesses and it never would have been that the Oklahoma City Thunder are like legitimate. They could make a run at the finals.
They're untested, essentially. You know, they have very little playoff experience. We don't really know what they're made of. You know, Mark Daigneault said after the win over the Suns, and Daigneault was like, yeah, we're going to continue to do the trade-off of like not really prioritizing offensive rebounds and rebounds and try that risk reward. It's working for us right now. I mean, history would seem to suggest that like no rebounds, no rings, but that's how new what they're doing is, that they can just like continue to experiment with stuff that's working. It's really, really fascinating. It feels like they're a piece away, but then who knows? No, I don't know what will happen.
The Minnesota Timberwolves is another one. Like, I was sort of in like one of the first episodes we did predictions for the season, and I was I think at the time, Anthony Edwards was like a top 25 player. And I was like, by the end of the season, I think he's going to be top seven. Just sort of half joking. And now he's top seven. He's the, like, who saw that coming? I didn't see that coming.
Shay, whenever I watch Victor Wembanyama play, one of the things that really stands out is how bad the rest of the guys are. Who is the most frustrating Spur in that regard for you? In the regard of, like, do you realize, do you not understand what you've got as a teammate over there?
Oh, man. I feel like at some point I've yelled at every single one of them through the TV screen to pass him the ball. I can't find one that is,
I'm gonna
is
type
more
it. I'm gonna,
offensive to me than
I'm
the others.
Type it out, and so I'm trying to guess what you're going to say.
Okay. It feels like it should be a guard that like a like a Keldon Johnson or Trey or Devin, but I find myself more mad at Zach Collins than anybody else. So I'm going to say
Zach Collins.
Zach, really?
What's he ever done except be not so secretly one of the real dirty guys in the league for his entire career?
Maybe it's because when he has the ball, I'm mad that it's not Wimby who doesn't have the ball. You know, because they're just big guys. Like, if we're going to give the ball to a big guy, there's got to be a big guy in the game. Let's let it be our best.
I thought he has no idea that who Victor Wembanyama is. But I just feel like I play with Victor Wembanyama every play, especially like if I'm part of an organization and my NBA career is somewhat in doubt. Like, I would hitch my wagon like Dennis Scott did with Shaq, right? And Brian Shaw with Shaq.
Yeah.
Like,
good guy. Yeah. Like,
This is a conspiracy theory that I have. About the Spurs regarding why they don't pass him the ball as much as they should, despite the fact that his numbers are outrageous. But I feel like we're just going to put everybody around him to cause us to lose as many games as possible so that there's zero pressure on Wimby for this whole first season. Like, if that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no pressure at all. They could lose 14 games in a row at this point and nobody would be like, Wimby's a bust. Everybody's just like, Wimby's playing great and all the rest of these guys are not that good.
Right.
I feel like this is intentional. We're talking about the greatest basketball coach of all time. I feel like this is intentional.
I just feel like, to your point, if I'm Sochan, any guard on the Spurs, and I will pronounce his name differently every time I say it.
Me too, Jason. Me too.
It's like, oh man, I could lead the league in assists. Easy. No problem. In a half of basketball, I could like get 10 assists, like no problem. Like, not even breaking a sweat, I could lead the league in assists.
Yeah, it's funny, Shay, because the people in San Antonio that I've talked to earlier in the year, the way it was described to me was he's so much of a freak of nature that they don't want to box him in by having any sort of structure. So they're literally saying, let's see what you can do. And, you know, he's free to color outside the lines.
This is straight out of the Manu Ginobili playbook, except the new Manu Ginobili is 7'4".
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shay, though, don't you think that post All-Star something changed? I think, like, the moment that I think is going to be the lead paragraph in, like, 24 Wemby articles is when he got mad at Anthony Edwards for messing around in the skills.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think after that moment, the organization kind of went, okay, let's put a little more stuff in there because clearly he's getting frustrated. And since then, this guy's been like crushing buildings like Godzilla.
That was my favorite moment of the whole All-Star weekend was him being like, they wanted to have fun, but winning is fun. And you're like, I felt it in my chest when he said that.
We talked about that as like the one hopeful thing to take away from All-Star weekend. It's like if Wemby decides it's cool to care, and I think we talked about this a few days ago, but to me, Wemby like doesn't have a cool jacket on. He's not like worried. Anthony Edwards, take off your cool jacket. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Like, I just love that he cares and he's not really that embarrassed to be earnest is sort of what it feels like.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about the Boston Celtics?
Oh, man. Yeah. I got something to say.
Okay.
I've, like, obviously, historic regular season team at this point. But when Jaylen Brown said, you know, we feel like we're the best team in the league, you just crushed the 10th team in the West. Like, I get it.
Relax.
But like, it still runs through Denver, and maybe buckle down a little bit. Like, that team's not good. That's all I have to say. But the Celtics are, they're scary. They're scary good. They're so deep, and they can kill you in a million different ways. I'm scared of them.
They're the on paper champions for like the last 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And yeah,
they got to do it off the paper. You got to do it off the paper at some point. It's got to be this year. Do it this year or blow it up.
Does Joe Mazzulla need a new movie to watch?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what movie? What movie should Joe Mazzulla watch, guys?
I know exactly the movie.
Not The Town.
It's The Town, but they did it first. Set It Off.
Oh!
That's what you need. That's what you need. Go start watching Set It Off. It's all of the same beats of The Town, except even cooler. And they did it.
Is that a VHS copy?
That's a VHS copy, sir.
Physical media, baby.
Yeah, go watch Set It Off. God, I love that movie.
One of the things that both of you guys utilized early in your careers was NBA Twitter. Was Twitter and being in that space and engaging and even thought leading, right? Like the conversation followed kind of what you guys would talk about. Was that just a moment in time that we all had, or is there a way that that can be recaptured in another social media platform?
I think something will come around that will give people a kind of gathering spot, like in the way that Twitter kind of just emerged as that place. But I don't know that it exists right now.
It's going to be a little while. You have to be far enough away from it. We're still in it right now. We're still reaching for it. And the part of the reason that NBA Twitter was so much fun when it sort of exploded was because nobody was expecting it. Nobody had realized that was going to be a thing. There was nobody for the first year or two trying to like exploit it for personal gain. It was all just people hanging out, making jokes and being like, I can't wait until the big game on Thursday or until the Thunder and Warriors play game 6 and game 7 of this playoffs here. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody was doing anything with it other than let's all get together and see who can make the funniest jokes possible. Yeah. And just have a good time.
It feels like everyone is primed now just to argue. It's like people watch PTI and then all the shows that came after, they're just arguing. Like PTI was more than two guys arguing, but everything it's birthed after that is just people arguing everywhere. So it's like you can't even say something like, wow, Wemby had a great game last night without having someone take that as a personal offense. Oh yeah. Oh, so Jalen Brunson didn't have a great game last night. According to you, like, no, that's the guy I watched.
That's a whole different thing. That's a different thing.
I was watching you guys when I was at Boston.com and you were at Grantland, and it was just like the most aspirational thing for me. I was like, oh my God, if I could do something like what these guys are doing, just like the creativity that you had and that it was your job was like the most inspiring thing to me. Do you guys have a favorite NBA Twitter moment as we talk about this? Like, was there a game or a situation that you think of? It's like, oh, that was the peak.
I think it's the DeAndre Jordan chair saga. Mm-hmm.
That was a great one.
Was I remember my phone overheated and like got too hot. I had to pour water on my hand and then rub it on the back. It was, it just went to a crazy, crazy level where you didn't know what, like, oh my God, is Mark Cuban really driving around trying to find this house? Like, did Paul Pierce really just take a screenshot of clip art and like post it? It was just, it was nuts. And all the twists and turns, like that was my favorite time on NBA Twitter.
I think my favorite stretch was that whole 2016 season. Mm-hmm. After the Cavs and Warriors had been like aimed at each other and the Warriors were destroying everybody. And if we pick like one moment in particular, there's of course game 7, that the finals was nuts, but regular season, there was this whole conversation about how it had become a thing about how Steph Curry if he had played 20 years ago, he couldn't do what he does now. And there's no way he could have done this and that. They were talking about this before Oklahoma City and the Warriors played. And then he hits the like 30-foot game winner. He had a ton of threes. Like, and it was like, what are we doing? Like, this man is unbelievable right now.
You know, the funny thing, Shea, about that game was maybe a month or so before that, Ethan Strauss had written that Steph Curry shoots routinely from like half court or inside half court in practice. Mm-hmm. And so he asked Steph, why don't you ever do that in a game? Like, other than, you know, half court heaves at the end of a clock. And Steph said something to the effect that, because if I did that, it would shatter everyone's brain and they wouldn't be able to, like to fathom that basketball changed that much. And then like I said, like a few weeks later, he hits that shot. And I remember watching that exact moment and he's pulling up and I'm like, why is he pulling up? There's still a lot of time left on the clock. And then he starts rising to the shot. I'm like, oh my God, he's doing it. Is he doing it? And he hit that shot. The still shot of the people in Oklahoma City. They couldn't fathom it. But now that's like, that's a standard thing in basketball to see someone pull up from there, shoot a jumper from like that's actually like fairly commonplace. What's something else that you guys have seen like went from holy to, oh yeah, that's just another Tuesday?
Back then when it felt like the Warriors were taking everything that the Suns had did and building on it and remaking basketball of their image to now, you know, at that time it was like big man's gone. They're done. Yeah. It's no more. We're not going to see them anymore. They're done. They're just there to rebound.
The men are no longer big.
That's it. And now we've come full circle to the point where all that was missing, what the thing that we didn't understand was what was missing was the big man skills to catch up to where the modern game is. Now you have these guys like, you know, Jokic and Embiid and Wemby who can run. It's not just about the scoring. It's not just about the rebounding. It's not just about the paint protection. It's that you can run your offense through them as like the hub of your offense. And it's kind of, it's built on all the stuff that happened, you know, that the Warriors did and the Phoenix Suns did that the Sacramento Kings did in the early 2000s. And the stuff that was happening in the 80s and 90s. And it's almost like this weird full circle moment where the big man is back and he's more skilled than ever.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. And the podcast is Six Trophies with Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. And there are balloons now going up. And fireworks.
Wow.
We have the Maxi injury too. Bless you guys.
It went through the technology. We successfully pioneered hay fever via Zoom.
Sneeze a phone.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300. We'll be right back.